AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund says what happened at the Capitol on January 6th was clearly planned.
These people came specifically with equipment. You're bringing climbing gear to a demonstration. You're bringing explosives. You're bringing chemical spray.
Sund has been testifying before a Senate committee about the deadly riot at the Capitol. Sund also testified the FBI did not flag to them an internal report suggesting extremists were preparing for war. He just found out about it yesterday.
They received it the evening of the 5th, reviewed it, and then forwarded it over to an official at the intelligence division over at U.S. Capitol Police headquarters.
You hadn't seen it yourself?
No, ma'am. It did not go any further than that.
Sund resigned the day after the riot. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the supply of coronavirus vaccine is building.
States will now receive 14.5 million doses this week, up from 8.6 million doses per week when the president took office.
Limited supply of two approved coronavirus vaccines has hampered the pace of vaccinations. Judge Lena Hidalgo says a mass vaccination site will be opening at NRG Park in Houston, near the home of the NFL's Texans.
When fully running, this site will serve 6,000 people a day, 7 days a week from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. It will operate 11 lanes. It will operate for 3 weeks before transitioning to second doses.
The Senate confirmed President Biden's choice for U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield. Iran has officially started restricting international inspections of its nuclear facilities, an attempt to pressure European countries and President Biden to lift crippling economic sanctions and restore the 2015 nuclear deal. President Biden is hosting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for the first bilateral meeting of his presidency, but he will do it virtually. This is AP News. Scientists have been thrilled with the video images the Perseverance rover have sent back from Mars. But there's also some amazing sound. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
That is the sound of wind on Mars, recorded by microphones on the Perseverance rover and courtesy NASA and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Caltech. And while alone, it's hardly as striking as the landscapes we've been seeing. The head of the entry and descent camera team, Dave Gruhl, says it's still pretty amazing.
Just imagine yourself sitting on the surface of Mars and listening to the surroundings. So that gentle whirl that happens in the background, that is a noise made by the rover.
And Gruhl explains that whir is important too, something engineers keeping the mission going can use.
To basically detect the health of moving systems, gears and actuators and things like that.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.